BBC Listen.
Some more red. And there. Oh, hello, I'm Emma. And I'm here with Big Ted. Say hello, Big Ted. Hello! We're getting a little creative today, painting a library bag before it gets filled with lots of wonderful books. Is that why you chose red, Emma? Because the books will be red too? Nice one, Big Ted. I see what you did there. Now, what colour should I go for next? Yellow, of course, like me! Ooh, did you hear that noise? What was it? Ooh, it sounded like water pouring out of a tap. But then, squeak, squeak, squeak. What do you listening think it could be? I think we should hang this library bag up to dry and get investigating. Don't forget to put your ears on! Of course, Big Ted, ears on, and off we go.
Is on.
If it was pouring water we heard, do you think we should head to the bathroom, Big Ted? Let's make a splash and solve this mystery. Well, here we are in the bathroom. Oh, and look, it's Mia. Hi, Mia.
Oh, hi, Emma. Hi, Big Ted. I'm just brushing my teeth.
Have you been pouring water too?
Only a little bit on my toothbrush before I put on toothpaste.
Oh, we heard a sound that was running water, but it went for a while. And then there was a squeak, squeak, squeak.
Maybe a little mouse poured a drink because it was thirsty. Oh, that didn't sound like a mouse.
It was nearly as quiet as one, though. Thanks, Mia. We better keep searching.
Good luck, Emma and Big Ted.
Now, this is quite a mystery. We heard some running water, some squeaking, and then a clicking sound.
Maybe it's a surfing mouse who shut the lid on a bottle of sunscreen. Cowabunga!
Could be. But shut a lid, you say? That gives me an idea. Aha! Yes, I know that sound. Do you listening know what it is? That has got to be a zipper. And it's coming from the kitchen. Come on, let's go. Oh, how interesting. There's a person over there in school uniform.
Hi, Emma. Hi, Big Ted. I'm Daisy.
Hello, Daisy. It's nice to meet you. What are you doing?
I'm getting ready for school. I've just finished getting organised.
Ah, I can see you've got your school uniform on and you've tied up your hair and you've got your backpack on.
Emma, that zipper sound must have been the backpack.
You mean this sound?
Yes, that's it. Oh, great work, Big Ted. But we've been following other sounds too. We heard a clicking sound, kind of like a lid closing.
Oh, that must have been me closing my lunchbox. I packed it full with some fruit, a sandwich and carrot sticks.
You don't want all that yummy food falling out into your bag. Ugh.
Yes, that would be quite a mess. But there was one more sound, wasn't there? Running water and a squeak, squeak, squeak.
Oh, that's my water bottle. I filled it up and the lid is pretty noisy. Here, listen.
Oh, I'm glad there's no mouse in your backpack, Daisy.
Yes, me too. Hey, Big Ted, you know what that means. Mystery solved.
Well done, Emma and Big Ted.
Cowabunga! Daisy, what do you like the most about school?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I love playing with my friends and learning things. But I think my favourite is going to the school library where you get to borrow books. I really like to read.
Us too. In fact, Daisy, we've got something else you can pop into your backpack that might help. Big Ted and I have just decorated a library bag.
That's very kind, Emma and Big Ted. Thank you.
We're going to head back and pick up the library bag for Daisy. The paint should be dry by now. Well, thank you for putting your ears on and joining us today on another adventure. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Cowabunga!